The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school football on your local sports authority. Care Radio 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Stay tuned. Coverage of your high school football game of the week will begin right after these messages from our Care Radio sports boosters.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Welcome to Effingham, Kansas, where tonight it's high school football on Care Radio as ACCHS plays host to Republic County. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, our producer-engineer in the Care Sports Studio. Gus Counts with me here in the booth. Tom Counts, and Gus, they're about ready to get this thing underway as district play continues for these two teams. And for the Tigers, a great crowd on senior night. We got a lot of things to cover this evening.
Yeah, it should be a fun one between these two teams and both teams. When you come to district, really need this game. Republic County won the toss. They elected to defer their decision to the second half, and ACHS will put its return unit out to start things.
And a kick is going to be short. It's bounding. It's going to be covered up around the 30-yard line, grabbed by Justin Vester. He's going to get it back to around the 40, 41-yard line. Tigers are going to have great field position to begin their initial possession of the evening. That's a couple of teams who do not have a long and storied history of having played over the years. We've talked about, you know, ACCHS, and when they played Nemaha Central, they played them for years, and MHMA and so many of the teams. But with Republic County, it's a little bit of a newcomer to this schedule. Tigers are going to come out over the football, and we're set to go. Quarterback Bryson Lee, he's been a good one all year for this team. Takes the snap down to the ankles, gets a handoff, trying to the right side, cutting back into the middle. And not a lot of room for Kieran Quarter. He's going to get back maybe a yard short of the original line. It'll bring up a second and 11 for the Tigers. And Gus, he tried to get to the outside, but the defense had already gotten into the backfield.
Yeah, that time Carson Simmons, the sophomore defensive lineman, was able to get in there and kind of mess some things up quickly. That'll bring up now a second and 12 for
ACCHS is wide left with Brown. Quarterback, running back right beside him. Wraparound handoff and the straight ahead run into the middle of the line, picking up the original line of scrimmage, and one more goes Colton Myers. It'll be a gain of a couple of yards.
That time Garrett Simonson in on the stop. Simonson, a 5'10", 185-pound junior, in on the stop right there.
These two teams are a little methodical in the way they bring the plays into the kind of offense we're going to see. Bryson Lee comes over to the near side, as he's been doing all season, and has a word with Coach Thornburg, brings the play back in. And the Tigers very patiently now out over the football. Trenton Kimme is wide to the left side. And again, it is Myers behind Lee. Snap is back, QB a three-step drop, looking right, going deep, has a man downfield, and a pass is going to be caught over there by Kieran Quarter. And they're going to say he was out of bounds across the way. Well, he made a tremendous leaping catch over a pair of defenders who were beneath him, but just a little bit too far and just on the sideline.
So it's going to bring up now a fourth and 10 for ACCHS. They're going to bring the punt unit out. And for Republic County, they're just going to go to a safe return and just leave the defense up.
Tigers?
No, they're going to leave the offense in.
Yeah, on a fourth and 10. Now Lee looks to the near side. Running back switches to the left of him. movement will come into the middle. Tigers have runners all over, and a little jet sweep to the left side, to the 40, cuts in the middle of the 45, and up to the 46-yard line. He'll get about a half a dozen yards, but it's going to be well short of the first down, and the Tigers rolling the dice on the first possession of the game. Comes up with snake eyes. It's Garrett Simpson, the defensive back for Republic County on the tackle. First and 10, Buffaloes, and yes, this is as good as they could have possibly hoped for. Three and out and field position to begin across midfield.
Still scratching my head about that offensive play call right there. You know, on a fourth and 10, punt the ball, you got a pretty decent kicker. Now, here we go with the Republic County offense.
Quarterback is Trey Melton. Big guy, a junior, 6 foot tall, 165 pounds. They've got a power running set. We'll hand off to the tailback. He'll get into the middle of the line, fall forward, drag a defender. He'll get a half a dozen on a first down run.
Trenton Kimmy going to come up with the stop on the play.
Jonathan Dyke, he's the smallest of the running backs at 5 foot nine, but at 5'9", very solid at 175 pounds. He is a senior back there, the only senior in the offensive backfield for the Buffs. Second down and four, down to the Tiger 40-yard line. Very early in the ball game, less than 2 minutes in. Brody Boyer, wide receiver to the right side, the only receiver, three in the backfield, the quarterback is under center. He will hand off and try the left side, nothing for Colin Dahl, as the Tiger defense did not give up an inch.
That time the Tigers were back there quickly. Landon Brown was the first guy in there. Ty Crosslin also getting mixed up in the middle. No gain on the play. It'll bring up now a third and, let's call it third and six. They're going to say about a loss of a yard on the play.
The Tiger defense understands that Republic County, they go with, I'm going to call it an eye right. I mean, or it's certainly a power eye set. This time they're going to break out of it and have a straight eye, wing to the left side, receiver to the right side. Quarterback again, under center on the third down, six call. He'll make the pitch. He'll sweep to the left side with Dyke. He tries to get to the edge, hits, he crosses the line of scrimmage and cannot escape. It's going to bring up a third down, five for the Buffaloes.
Trenton Kimmy over there on the stop for ACCHS. It's going to be his second tackle on this possession. He'll be backed up, and it will now bring up a fourth down for Republic County, and let's call it fourth and six for the Buffaloes.
Republic County has had success this year. They come into the ballgame at 3-2, 2-1 in the district. They're going to be led out of the huddle by their center, Andrew Hubert, a 5'11", 185-pound senior. And again, now they're going to go to a double wing offense on a fourth down five call at the Tiger 42. One of the wings goes in motion. Quarterback will keep it. Boots to the right side. Fakes the pitch. Keeps it himself. Tucks it up. He's going to pick up a first down and more inside the 35 and close to the 30-yard line.
That time Bryson Lee finally makes the stop for ACCHS. But great situational awareness right there by quarterback Trey Melton, the 6-foot, 165-pound junior quarterback, understood down in distance right there, realized that if he just put a foot in the ground, he was going to pick up five and got the first down, keeps the sticks moving, and it'll be a first and 10 just shy of the 30-yard line. They're going to mark him out to the 32.
They're going to send a receiver this time very wide to the near side. That's a tight end, and he is the biggest guy out on the field. We'll talk about him in a moment. First down call for the Buffaloes. Hand off, no. Quarterback will keep it. Duck in behind his running backs, and he's going to pick up five more all the way down to the Atchison County 25-yard line. Bryson Lee with the stop, and thus the Tigers are finding guys in that secondary making some of these stops now. Briefly, 44, the tight end, wide out that time, was Blake Ourand. Ourand is 6'4", 210. And I'm telling you what, he is a big, big cat out there on the field. Once more, they're going to go to the double wing type offense. Quarterback under the center with an eye right. Movement on the line, no penalty. Quarterback going to hand off to the tailback, and spinning into the middle is going to be Jonathan Dyke. He will be very close to the first down marker, short of the 20-yard line, but may have a first and 10. The official's going to look across. They're going to say third down, and it is third and short.
Trenton Kimmy comes up and makes a stop for the Tigers out of that linebacking court. And when you talk about an offense like this, your defensive linemen aren't going to make a whole lot of the plays. Their goal is to really just jam up those offensive linemen, keep them from being able to pull and lead the play. Your linebackers have to be quick to diagnose the play and get downhill and make a play at the line of scrimmage.
Going to have Brady Boyer wide to the left side on this third down and a short yard, short of the Tiger 20. Handoff goes to the fullback. He doesn't take it. Now the quarterback will keep it himself. He leans into the line, and he's close, but I'm not sure he's gotten it. The handoff is going to go to Garrett Simpson. He got hit immediately. Quarterback kind of pulled it back in a risky play, and Melton trying to carry it forward himself does not get the first down. It is fourth and one for Republic County. This is a pivotal point in the early part of the game for the Tiger defense. ACCHS went four and out on their first possession, and now Republic County looking at a fourth down, and you know they're not going to kick this away. They're at the 22. Deep in Tiger territory. Back up to the line, they're going to come. Garrett Simpson is the fullback. Quarterback Melton may just keep himself in the surge forward. He will. He'll pick up a first down, ride the wave inside the 20 all the way down to the 19-yard line. Picked up about 3 yards. They'll move the sticks. Republic County first and 10.
Yeah, Republic County doing a great job on this first possession. Not trying to get too cute, not getting really outside of what they do. And all of this, though, set up by a short field because the Tigers went for it in their own territory. Right now, the Buffaloes have run a lot of plays. Haven't amassed a whole lot of yards, but they are inside the 20 and starting to work.
They've eaten up a lot of time, too. We're 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Scoreless ball game. Tigers have had one possession, 4 downs. Now, Republic County moving it downfield, first and 10 at Atchison County 19. Again, Boyer very wide to the left side, kind of on an island on the white side of the field. QB hands off, tailback, hits the middle, bouncing outside, trying to get to the edge. Cannot. Great defensive play. As Dyke could not hit the middle, tried to bounce it outside, and right there was Trenton Kimme.
Yeah, Trenton Kimme doing a great job of getting up there, making the hit right in the backfield and not allowing really any yardage on the play. They are going to give the running back a gain of a yard, so it'll bring up a 2nd and 9 right now for Republic County.
ACCHS in their home, orange jerseys, black helmets, black pants, orange and white lettering and trim. 2nd down, 9 is the call. Handoff will go into the left side of the line, turning sideways, break it down to the 10, down to the 5, down to the end zone, but hold on, that thing's coming back. Colin Dahl had gotten into the end zone, but Gus, we're going to see our first penalty tonight.
Yeah, Colin Dahl did a great job of turning himself sideways, just knifing through the hole, but the problem there was your guard reaches out and grabs the guy, and it's going to cost you a touchdown and 10 yards.
So for ACCHS, a good break that the official was right there makes that call. We're down to 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. And Republic County with their first possession of the game. We've been talking all year about limiting possessions. Well, right now, Republic County is limiting Atchison County to really few touches of the ball. ACCHS may be looking at what, 3.5 possessions at this pace?
Maybe.
6 in a game, 5 or 6. Motion will come to the right side. Hanup is going to go to the tailback. He hits the middle of the line, and Dyke has stood up, thrown back. No gain on the play. Then it's going to bring up a 3rd down and about 15 for Republic County.
Kenyon Toll getting in there on the stop, along with Colton Myers. So we'll bring up now 2nd down for Republic County. Third down. 3rd and 15, but you talk about Republic County. They are not a team that plays well behind the sticks, right? They've got to stay ahead of the sticks, and that's where their offense thrives. They're not able to chunk off these big plays.
This is not a big play designed kind of an offense. What it is what they've done so far tonight. Ground game, clock control. Quarterback is back to throw. First pass of the game is over the middle, and fingertip catch at the goal line. No, they're going to stay down at inside the 5. Colin Dahl came out of the backfield because I thought when that ball was released that he was never going to be able to catch it. I did not think that he would get to the ball, but he made great extension and just with the fingertips was able to pull that in.
Yeah, I thought that pass was just too far out in front of him. And Colin Dahl is the guy who was able to go into the end zone a couple plays ago, and it got called back on the holding, and that time he's going to come up just short. 1st and goal at the, what, maybe 2?
Quarterback is going to keep it himself like he did on the 4th down. He's going to push and follow the surge, and is he in? He is not. It will bring up a 2nd and goal, and they are inside the 1-yard line now. No, they're going to come make a late call. They're going to say he is in. So there you have a touchdown, Republic County, 3:17 to play in this opening quarter. And on their first possession of the game on a short field, Republic County goes, what, 40 yards on that drive and takes it in. And as you might have expected, the Buffaloes will not kick. They will run for two here. So for Republic County, the two-point effort, the alignment like we've seen all night from them, everyone inside. QB will turn, make the pitch. He'll sweep outside at the five, headed for the pylon, leaping for the end zone. He didn't make it, and we got a timeout of the field. Brink in the action, the first score of the game. Coming at 3:17 to play in the first. Republic County 6, Atchison County nothing.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us here in Effingham, Kansas, where the Tigers find themselves trailing early on 6-0. The advance on the ball and the kick, the second one of the game, was away. It's equally short, covered up at the 40-yard line. Because these are not intentionally, just squib kicks. I think that's just about what they have in the kicking game.
Yeah, what, two steps, toe punch the football and hope for the best?
Yeah. You never know. You could get one of those back pretty easily. First and 10 for the Tigers, and once again, they will begin a possession with really good field position up around their own 40-yard line. 3:15 to play in this first quarter. A lot of games going on around the area. We'll see if we can bring a few scores as the evening wears on, but we've got to be one of the earlier, quicker-moving games around. Double wing offense for the Tigers. Handoff, running back straight ahead, cross the line of scrimmage in a 3-yard gain for Colton Myers.
That time making the stop, Garrett Simonson, the outside linebacker, able to make the stop, but not before ECCHS. Able to pick up about 3 on the play.
Again, double wing offense. We're seeing almost mirror images right now of how these offenses are going. We are not seeing the ball put in the air a lot by either team. 2:50 to go and rolling here in the first quarter. Now, Atchison County is going to go wide to the right side with Landon Brown. Again, a wing on each side. Running back in the backfield from the pistol. QB is going to take it. Hit as he crosses the line of scrimmage. Picks up a couple of more up to the 45-yard line. Bryson Lee gains 2. Tigers now looking at a 3rd and 5. ACCHS needs to put together a bit of a substantial drive just to, kind of get those game legs beneath them. They have only had, 6 snaps of the football, and we're in the last 2 minutes of the first quarter. 3rd down 5. Atchison County at their own 45-yard line. It is a perfect mid-October football Friday night. 63 degrees at kickoff time. Low humidity. A little bit of a breeze, but it's begun to abate a little bit. Here's a pass over into the right flat. It's going to be caught. Breaking across the line of scrimmage. And picking up a 1st down across midfield to the 48-yard line. Needed 5. Got 7. And the Tigers are going to move the sticks for the first time tonight. 1st and 10, ACCHS, the catch and carry by Kieran Quarter. Quarter provides that tall receiver for Atchison County, stepping in at 6'1", one of 4 seniors for this team. And again, the nice Tiger crowd on hand, as there has been all season long, and particularly here tonight on senior night. Brown will come wide to the left side. Tigers are going to go 2 to the left and 1 to the right. Bryson Lee on the 1st down, back to throw again. Deep drop now, flushed out of the pocket, rolling left, steps up, hit from behind. He's going to be dropped for the loss of about 6. So Bryson Lee flushed out of the pocket, pursued from the backside, and finally it was Blake Aron, who makes that tackle. A loss back to their own side of the field. Atchison County at their own 48-yard line. 6-0, Republic County in this 2A district game. Tigers are going to go trips to the right side. Really is no wide side of the field. The ball is very near the middle here. Snap is back. QB flares it over to the right side. Caught at the line of scrimmage. Back across the 50, but really picking up about 3 yards only on that play. It goes to quarter. Short gain of the play. Tigers third down and long. And when you are a short yardage at a time, grinded out kind of an offense, because that's where that first down loss really kills you. You talked about the thing that Coach Osborne keeps saying, stay ahead of the sticks. Well, when they did not because of that loss on first, now they find themselves in a bit of a spot.
Yeah, you find yourself in a spot. You're looking a little deeper into the playbook than maybe you're comfortable with. And you also pretty much tell the defense that you're going to have to throw the ball here. So, I mean, you're really keying off those linebackers quickly.
Republic County with three down linemen on this third down long call. The pitch is going to go to the tailback. He'll bounce to the outside, hit at the line of scrimmage, falls forward to the original line of scrimmage. It's fourth down 10. Atchison County, this is going to be interesting.
See, but that's the problem. You get behind the sticks, you're looking at a third and 13, you're expecting pass. So the linebackers are on a blitz, and they just blitz right into your run. So they turn a pass blitz into a run blitz, and you're just, again, finding yourselves one step behind Republic County.
We are at the end of the opening quarter. Tigers will be back. We'll see what they do on fourth down. The score after one in Effingham. Republic County 6, Atchison County nothing.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Well, on their second fourth down of the game, the Tigers have brought in the punting unit. Trenton Kimmy will take the nice snap of the waist to get away a booming kick. That is high and hanging. It bounces at the 15-yard line down to the 14, and that will be the poorest, by far, field position for Republic County. And now there's a late marker coming out.
Very late. It was really high, really late. Nothing good is going to happen with this penalty.
When you see an official throw it with that kind of vigor, he's got something on his mind out there.
He's out there to make a point.
Mm-hmm. He's got to clear some things up. Let's see what this is going to be all about. We have a very veteran, and I'm not familiar with him, but you look out there, and this is a veteran officiating crew here this evening. So I have to suspect they know exactly what they're doing.
From Sportsman, probably?
Got to be.
Personal foul.
I don't know. That's not what I would have anticipated with the way he threw that flag. 15-yard personal foul block in the back? I don't know. That seems a bit odd.
He's just going to say it's basically unnecessary roughness,
yeah,
right?
That's what he has.
He's going to say that a player was probably just standing there and got blindsided.
So that's going to push Republic County even deeper into their own territory from inside the 10-yard line. A first down handoff into the right side of the line is going to get them back to the 10, picking up a couple of yards, but they're going down there tough. The Tiger defense, Gus, has been pretty good. They've forced Republic County to use a lot of plays and a lot of time to move the ball downfield, but the first possession was such a short field.
Well, and you talk about an offense like Republic County. Okay, so you talk about a penalty that backs them up inside their own 10. Not really a problem because you're like, all right, I just am going to take that much more time off the clock as I walk down the field.
So at their own 10-yard line with a second down 8, here come the Buffaloes. Republic County going to break form a little bit, have two receivers wide to the left side. They seem a little bit confused, and the quarterback is going to make the pitch. He'll try to sweep outside, hit at the five, and that's where he'll be tackled. That play developed poorly. It looked a little confused. It was certainly off balance and out of character, and it was very unsuccessful.
Well, yeah, and the play kind of fell apart from the beginning. Trent and Timmy came off the edge, and the problem was, if you're going to run sweep, you better block Emil or the end man on the line. And that time they ran sweep and decided it was like option and leave the end man alone. Well, he's one-on-one with the running back in space. Great job right there by Trenton.
So now for Republic County, it is their first, which really got to be an apparent passing situation. And they will have one man in the pattern and a full house backfield. QB will turn, keep it himself, follow everybody into the line. They've run this with success before, but not this time. It's stacked up after a very short gain is quarterback Trey Melton. And Republic County is going to go three and out. And we don't know what the punting game is like for Republic County, but no matter what it is, the Tigers are going to be with this ball around midfield.
Yeah, they're going to have excellent starting field position right here. And if you're ACCHS, then you got Republic County backed up in their own end zone. I mean, you figure they're punting the ball, you got to go after the kicker right here.
Well, the Tigers so far have not dropped anyone back to field the kick, and it doesn't look like they have any intention of doing that. The snap back is helmet high. The kick is blocked out the end zone. It's rolling around. It's spinning in the end zone. The Tigers cover it up. Touchdown, Atchison County. And a big old lineman, Gus, is on the board for ACCHS. What a job by the Tigers.
Give the touchdown to Carter Page. Wow.
Carter's going to be talking about this one from here on. And he should.
But here's the deal. I didn't see a block. I just saw Carter get on it. Yeah. But we talked about it. Like, the advantage there is you send the house because even if they get away the kick, it's not going far enough for you to really have to worry about a return. Get in there, a high snap, allowed the Tigers to block it. Carter Page falls on it, and the Tigers have tied this thing up at the 9:36 mark.
And ACCHS will be going for a PAT. They are going for two. Bryson Lee, the quarterback, snap. Looks right, throws right, has his man, caught at the five, into the end zone. A two-point conversion is good. The catch going into the end zone for Atchison County by Trenton Kimmy. And we got a timeout on the field. 9:35 to go in the opening half. Tigers are in front. Atchison County 8 and Republic County 6.
It's back to school and also to the seasonal routines filled with school time errands and activities. Hi, this is Dr. Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison and also a part-time college educator. As we get busier, Union State Bank makes keeping up with banking convenient and easy. With mobile banking, you can bank wherever you are, and you can pay bills and make transfers online and much more. With text alerts and our new budget bubbles, you'll stay right on track with Union State Bank no matter how busy life gets. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Good to have you back with us here at Effingham, Kansas, where ACCHS goes on an outstanding special teams play, blocks the punt, recovers it in the end zone, scores the two-point conversion, and they have retaken lead 8-6. Advance of the ball, the kick of the way, end over end, and it is going to be taken at the 25-yard line, cut into the middle of the field to the 30, and up at the 35 goes Maddox Simons, and the ball pops out, and the Tigers look like they've recovered it at the 25. Have they blown it dead, or is it a live ball?
They killed it at the 35.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, whether they have blown that dead or not, what I can tell you right now is, Old Mo has swung over to the orange side.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, right now, ACC is just playing with that little extra step, and they're getting really excited. It's senior night here. That time, Maddox Simons got hit hard, and as he was coming to the ground, the ball did pop out after he hit the ground. But, again, look at the excitement right now by this ACCHS team tonight.
For the third time in a ballgame, Republic County has its offense on the field. Now first and 10 at its own 34. And up is going to go to the tailback. He'll hit the right side. Breaks through into the defensive secondary. And a quick 9-yard hitter upfield for Colin Dahl. That is what he's got to do. You talk about it all the time. Is get beyond that first line of defense.
Yeah, you got to get into that second line of the defense and get by the linebackers. And here's the deal. For Republic County, if that play works in the first quarter, great. If it works in the second quarter, okay, that's nice too. But this is setting it up for the third quarter and into the fourth quarter is leaning on that defense and keeping them out there and trying to wear them down.
Game moving fast. 9:20 to go in the opening half. Tigers in front of the Buffaloes 8-6. It is a first and 10 at their own 45-yard line. Republic County quarterback's going to keep it, follows his blockers into the line, and the Tigers collapse the defense because it just folded in on Trey Melton. There were several defenders on there for no gain on the carry.
Yeah, Carter Page, one of the first guys in there to stop that play for ACCHS. A gain of one on the play. It'll bring up a second and 9 now for the Buffaloes. That last possession, I can't remember the last time we saw the Maryland eye, but that time we saw it out of Republic County.
They are going to go back to that I-right formation. An I-formation with an additional fullback on the right side of the first fullback. Quarterback under center. Turns, hands off, tailback, busts into the middle, gets across the 45, midfield, Tiger territory to the 49. You got a half a dozen there. It is a third and 4. That has been the most successful play all night for Republic County.
Yeah, I mean, running downhill and running behind two backs.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that time it was just power eye right, and they were running, you know, for high school you call that like a 24 type play.
Now, if running behind one fullback is good, surely running behind two fullbacks leading you into the line has got to be better, right?
Right, and so that makes perfect sense why you would get out of that formation on third down.
Third down at 3. QB will slide, makes a late pitch. They'll try the outside, won't get around the corner. It'll bring up a fourth down and about 2 or 3 for Republic County.
How many times do we talk about it? Right? Almost every week, right? It works for 5, it works for 7, it works for 6. Let's abandon it and run option. And that time they ran speed option around the right side. Here's the problem. I guess the advantage is they picked up half of that, so the Tigers are now, you know, trying to stop them on this 4th and 2.
And you can expect the quarterback to carry into the line. It's what he does, and he rolls ahead, and he picks up a first down and a whole lot more as he shoots across the 45, 40, down to the 37-yard line. Picked up 10 yards on that QB sneaker, and it was Ty Carlson, the quarterback who came in.
How many times did you see a cornerback make a tackle on the quarterback sneak?
You hope never.
Yeah, that's not exactly how your defense was drawn up. And for Republic County, a big surge, able to pick up the first down and continue to push the ball down the field on their second drive of the game.
Here's the thing. You know, Republic County's got a nice offensive playbook. So far, we're halfway down page 1. We have seen 4 plays. Here's that same play again. And Melton following up the middle. And another 6 or 7 yards down close to the Tiger 30-yard line. For Republic County, they're running very few plays. They found the 2 or 3 that have been successful. One where the tailback runs into the middle on the power set. And the quarterback keeper. And that quarterback keeper by Trey Melton has been absolute gold.
Yeah, and Trey Melton uses that 6-foot frame and just leans himself forward.
It is a 2nd and 4, just short of the Tiger 30-yard line. Same play, same way, and this time Melton will get 2 of those yards. And it's 3rd and 1, and I guess you've got 2 plays to pick up that 1 yard.
Right.
5.5 to play in the half. Atchison County at home tonight on senior night, leading at 8-6. But once again, Republic County moving the football, and they're in Tiger territory inside the 30. Play will come in from the far sideline. This is where a lot of coaches would think, okay, I can pick this up even at 4th and 2. Maybe I'll throw the ball here. Although, we have a wing left, 2 tight ends, no one out in the pattern. The pitch is going to go to the tailback, tries to sweep. This play's coming back on a penalty. And turning the corner, getting inside 15, and there's a marker at the point of tackle for, I think, a face mask call.
Okay, so if that's a personal foul face mask, you're going to muddy this thing up, right? You're going to have two holds against Republic County, and then you're going to have a personal foul on the back end of it.
Pitchers are going to talk it over down here at the 30-yard line, around the line of scrimmage, right where that initial marker has fallen. Clock stopping at 5:10 to go in the first half. Tomorrow, we're back. That's right, college football on Care Radio. The Benedict and Ravens, after the bye week in the schedule, going to be back in action. We'll be with them in Fayette, Missouri. 12:30 for the pregame, a 1 o'clock kickoff, Benedictine and Central Methodist. First game in divisional play. The officials are still huddled up. Four of the five officials are huddled up. The fifth official is kind of guarding the football out in the middle of the field. Now, he's going to come over and see what the convo is all about, see if he can help them sort this out a little bit. All right, Gus, tell me what we're going to have here.
So we're going to have a horse collar tackle against ACCHS, a clip against Republic County. They're both going to offset and replay the down.
So there you have it. I thought he reached around and grabbed him by the face mask, but apparently reached in and got him by the shoulder pad and pulled him down. So here we go. For Republic County, that could have been worse.
Way worse.
Yeah. They are still looking now at a third down and a long yard. We might even call it two, but it's just a long yard inside the Atchison County 30-yard line. Same with that power eye set. Quarterback Melton, here's where he's been running it. This time he'll hand off to his tailback, straight ahead, hit at the line of scrimmage. But at 5'11", Colin Dahl falls forward for very near first down marker yardage. And Colton Myers of the Tigers with a tackle. They will advance the chains. So Republic County keeping the ball on the ground, keeps the drive alive. They are first and 10. Now deep in Tiger territory at the Atchison County 26-yard line. Republic County again coming into the ballgame at 3-2 and 2-1 in the district. First and 10, Buffaloes. Handoff tailback. Breaks through the first line and picks up 5 yards. Dahl tackled by Ty Crossland for the Tigers. He's going to bring up a second down 5. And because you always describe this as running downhill, and right now that's exactly what Republic County is doing, play after play, just that downhill run.
Yeah, I mean, there's no big cuts, there's no shallow cuts. It is. It's just run right over the top and get downhill and get right at those linebackers. And the problem is ACCHS is really committing a lot of guys into the box, and you got to watch that because Republic County does run the option pretty all right.
New lineman in there for Republic County. Here's a handoff, tailback. He's going to slash to the right side. Goes off tackle instead of inside tackle. Goes to outside, down to the 20-yard line. Going to bring up now a third down and maybe two.
All right. So we were just kind of talking about that same thing. The problem is ACCHS is committing way too many guys into the box, and that time you allow your tackles to be able to pinch down a little bit, and you've sealed up that edge and able to pick up 4 or 5 yards on that second down. You set yourself up with third and what we always call manageable right here for Republic County.
Big left tackle. He's a man out there. Jackson Finkbinder, 6'1", 270 quarterback. Now they're going to pitch. Trying to run to the outside. Turn the corner, gets the first down, walks the tightrope, and pushed out of bounds near the 10.
And so right there, a nice play call for Republic County. Got everything inside, gave the first action. It was a little triple option, gave the action to the fullback, ran the option around the corner, a nice pitch, and picking up the first down yardage.
They're going to say he steps out of bounds at the 13, and another first down for Republic County as we're at 3 minutes to go in the opening half. The thing is Republic County is burning up a lot of time. Should they score and the Tigers get the ball back, they'll have very limited time before half. Here's your first down call, and the straight-ahead run powers its way to the 9-yard line. And again, Melton just handing off to one of his big running backs, and again, it's just a straight-ahead drive.
Yeah, and you watch that play. The big running back, Colin Dahl, he's not even faking. He's just off the snap. He's flying into the line and pushing the ball carrier forward. It's going to be a 2nd and 6 now for Republic County. Now, starting this out at the 13, they can still pick up another first down inside the 5.
Yeah, they've got a couple of timeouts left. 2:20 to go in the half. Clock clicking right along. Remember the big tight end over there? I keep looking at him as what an incredible target I would think he would make for your quarterback. Eye right, handoff tailback. He'll break to the right side, gets down to the 5-yard line, down to the 4-yard line. The quarterback took a huge hit as the Tigers came on a bit of a blitz that time.
Yeah, that time Landon Brown was able to get back there right as the quarterback, Trey Melton, was able to hand the football off. But the Tigers got there, but just a little late, and it's going to bring up now a 3rd and 2 for Republic County at the 5-yard line. Now, the problem was, we've kind of talked about this, Republic County won the toss. They deferred to the second half, so they're going to get the football to start the second half.
Down to the Tiger 5. Atchison County's got personnel issues out here. They're trying to run in and out, and now they're confused, and they're going to take a timeout. Are the officials taking this, or we've got a player down? They're going to sort through this, and, yep, I guess whatever it is, they've got it sorted out, and we're back at it. Here is your 3rd down 3 call. Penalty markers everywhere.
It's going to be the Tigers lining up off sides, and it's going to give Republic County the first down.
So for ACCHS, something that they could ill afford to do, that might be their first or their second probably penalty of the game. 1:23 left in the opening half. Republic County's done a masterful job of time management with this possession. They're going to huddle this thing up at the 22, and half the distance is not quite the first down. It's 3rd down and, what, half a length of football maybe?
Maybe.
You got to like that even better. I know how you are. 3rd down is super short.
If you wanted to do that pop-up pass to your tight end, this would be the time to do it.
Simpson and Dyke in front of Dahl, quarterback Melton, and now we will get a timeout. Let's do it. Republic County taking a break. Joseph with 1:23 to go in the half. The score, Tigers 8, Buffs 6.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Okay, as we return deep inside Tiger territory, here's a snap, the drive, the push to the end zone, and it is going to be, officials running up. Looks like they're calling it short. Last time they called it short, after a little while, they said he was in. But this is equally close, but they will say just short of the end zone. And we are now inside 1 minute to play in the first half.
Okay, so now if you're Republic County, you slow this thing down.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're head coach Jesse Hodgson, now to the Tigers, you're going to utilize the timeout. Justin, we're going to keep it here. ACCHS just looking to try to get the ball back maybe right here.
Yeah, they're trying to look to keep it back, get it back. And you know, what you want to do is not make some kind of a silly mistake. You know, have a dozen guys out there, have somebody lined up offside. You want to make sure your defense is prepared for what you know is going to be Trey Melton pushing the ball forward. I mean,
yeah.
I know what they're going to call, okay? I can tell you that.
Yeah, Melton's just going to work right behind, I would say off right guard and go behind Finkbeiner. But
again, 6'1", 270, he's a good guy to run behind.
There's a chance to preview what we're doing tomorrow.
Yeah, we were talking about it a moment ago. The Benedictine Ravens back in action tomorrow. We'll be with them at Central Methodist in Fayette, Missouri. 1 o'clock kickoff, 12:30 for the pregame.
Opening divisional play.
Yes. Big, big important games.
So everyone from here on out is important.
Tigers very late bring in an additional defender as Colton comes back into the D. And everybody is in tight. It is second and goal from a yard away for Republic County. Quarterback is going to push and surge, and the officials race in over the football. They have not made any indication yet. He is apparently short. It will bring up a third and goal, and we're down now to 40 seconds left in the half. And, of course, we're going to get another timeout, this one by the Tigers once again. Okay. If you're Atchison County, what are you going to do here? You're going to pile everybody up in the middle, and is Republic County going to be creative enough to step to the outside and try to get around an edge? Or are they going to keep pushing straight ahead, and so you put 10 guys in a box?
Yeah, I think right here you just keep pushing straight ahead, because if ACC just wants to use that last timeout, great. If you don't get in, you're still going to go for it on fourth down, and then you might have to start being creative. But again, if you can't power it in from a yard out, I think that's kind of what the coaching staff will tell their offensive line. Like, hey, we're a yard out. This is on you guys. Make space. And
they've been doing that all night.
Right. So, I mean, I don't think you get too cute right here. If you were going to do it on that second down call, was where you do it.
So, again, everyone in tight. The power running set. The ends in tight. QB pushes forward, and he walks into the end zone. The officials are going to run up. I think they look like everybody had gone in. The officials are going to unstack it, and we're still not getting a call. It is fourth down. Guess it's fourth down?
There we go.
No,
touchdown.
There it is. This crew is methodical if nothing else. And we get the touchdown call. 28 seconds to go in the half, and back in front goes Republic County. It is now 12-8 Buffaloes. Now they'll look for the two-point conversion. Try to get themselves back to a football-type score here. And now we're going to see Republic County, and Joseph will continue to hold on to it. Republic County is going to take a timeout. The last time they tried this two-point conversion thing, it didn't go very well for them. And I don't think you're going to see them do that surge ahead again. At this point, you've run that enough that don't you again put it back in the hands of maybe Dahl, who's had that running success and follow his blockers?
Yeah, I mean, you talk about your backs, and Dahl is probably the one I like right now. He's a little more versatile than the other guys. The other guys are straight downhill. But Dahl is the guy who can see a hole, turn his shoulder pad sideways, see something to develop, and I think, yeah, you probably got to get the ball into Dahl's hands, going to the right side, looking for a comeback run.
Again, that's probably what you'll see. However, a lot of coaches, if you had a faster guy, and they don't have anybody particularly fast, you pitch it to him and just sprint to the cone.
Yeah. It's a race to the pylon.
Yes.
If you had a quarterback that showed me he could throw the ball, this is where you use your big tight end, right?
Yeah.
I think that is like a 2% chance right here. I'd be shocked if the ball doesn't go into Dahl's team.
Well, let's see what Republic County does. Looking for their two-point conversion. Again, everybody's tight. The eye is to the right side. QB back. Lobs one. It's picked off in the end zone. The two-point conversion fails as they were looking for Break Ireland. And we're taking a break. 28 seconds to go in the half. Buffaloes 12, Atchison County 8.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Baxter's going to kick it away, and another squib kick. It'll be taken by an up man who picks it up on the run and advances back across the 50. So the Tigers are 48 yards from pay dirt. They got 27 seconds to get there. Justin Vassar. Tell you what, Justin's got the good combination. Good hands, good speed. He's got both of those things. And he also showed, you know, a lot of self-confidence in taking that ball in a lot of traffic. So for the Tigers, they got a long way to go and not much time to do it. Do they have a timeout left? Maybe one. Trips right, one to the left. Here is the Atchison County offense. Lee back to throw. Has a little time, and he's just going to throw it deep. And he's got double coverage downfield, and it's going to go incomplete. It was short of his intended receiver, guys. Had he had a little more arm, that receiver had beaten the coverage downfield.
That time they were looking down the field for Justin Vassar, but Colin Dahl was able to break up the pass. It'll bring up a second and 10, and
still time for a couple of more, three more plays or more. 20 seconds left in this first half here in Effingham, Kansas. Packers huddling up at their own 45-yard line. The ball just across midfield. ACCHS is going to go very wide to the left side with Trenton Kimmy. Come wide to the right side with Landon Brown, filling a slot with Quarter. Back to throw again, straight drop. Quarterback again, throwing deep. He's got a lot more on this pass, and in double coverage, it's going to be battled for, and at the 5-yard line, it is going to be dropped, and a penalty marker, a pass interference, and guess if I'm a defender, I'd do that in a minute. That's a smart play.
Right. I mean, it's not the NFL where you're going to be a spot penalty. It's going to cost you 15 yards, and, you know, nothing wrong with that.
You'll give up 15 yards for 6 points with, you know, 12 seconds to go in the half anytime. So as they assess the yardage, the ball is going to be put inside the, just inside the 35-yard line of Republic County. Tigers have it 12 seconds left in the half. That play was dialed up and looked much better in the second one. Maybe they're going to go to the well one more time here.
But the advantage to that play was Lee stayed in the pocket. Don't roll to the right here.
Bryson is back, pumps once, looks again, now throws right. He's got a receiver down the right side, Kimmy, and he makes the catch. Touchdown, Tigers! What a play by Kieran Quarter, the pass from Bryson Lee. Atchison County from 35 yards away.
What a job right there by the Tigers. Quarterback stayed in the pocket. He had some pressure coming up by the outside defensive end, Blake Aaron. And what a job by the Tigers with, what, 3 seconds left? Get into the end zone on that play.
So Atchison County is going to utilize this final timeout of the half, and they are going to decide what to do about a PAT. Now, they have not put points up on the board yet.
Did they say down?
They have not given the Tigers a touchdown. It is still on the scoreboard at 12-8. The official down there throwing his hands in the air. So we'll wait and see if maybe they're spotting this ball down at the... Three seconds ago in the opening half.
Okay. I thought he got in.
So they are going to say not a touchdown. Tigers are going to have a chance to run one more play, and the ball is probably, what, inside the 1-yard line.
You're out of timeout.
That was their last timeout, and let's see if the Tigers can make it count here on the final play. Looking to retake the lead, going into the locker room. Long count. Quarterback takes it, pushes forward. People behind him pushing forward. He did not get there, and we are at halftime. We'll be back. Summarize the opening half for you. It is Republic County 12, Atchison County 8.
Thanks for listening to your high school football game of the week on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Online at mscsports.net. The Amberwell Health Halftime Show begins right after these messages. Amberwell Health, connecting our communities and our care with locations in Atchison, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. This flu season, drive-thru flu shot events will be held at most Amberwell primary care locations, including Atchison, Hiawatha, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans.
In order to help the events run as smoothly as possible, registration is encouraged. Dates and times are limited, so visit amberwellhealth.org or call 913-370-9839 to register now.
Good to have you with us here in Effingham, Kansas, where it is halftime on senior night, and the visitors from Republic County hold a 12-8 lead over ACCHS as they go to the locker room. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph is our producer, engineer in the studio. Gus Kautz with me, Tom Kautz. Gus, all year long, it seems like we've seen, you know, what I have always referred to as track meet football games, where you got 25 at the half and 50 at the end of the game, and, you know, there's a hundred, because you're pushing 100 points combined. This is 12-8. There has been a lot of defense and a lot of grinded out, ground oriented offense tonight.
Everybody loves offense, right? I mean, you talk about that. We're going to see fireworks tomorrow over in Fayette, because you talk about
we are going to see fireworks.
Grinded teams just slugging it out. But tonight, that hasn't been it. These have been two offensive teams that have kept the ball on the ground a lot. They've run between the tackles and haven't done anything, you know, outside of play five in the playbook, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you take a look at the first half for ACCHS, the very first possession ended in downs, the turnover on downs at the 40, right? They were in their own territory. I think that's one that by the end of the game you go back and you look at, and I think they would like to take that back and probably have punted that because Republic County was able to turn that into a touchdown. ACCHS does punt it on their second possession. Republic County gets it, a three and out, and then they have a blocked punt picked up by Carter Page in the end zone for ACCHS's only score. Then Republic County takes the ensuing kickoff. They score, and ACCHS had 28 seconds and one timeout. They got to the one. I mean, they came up just short on what looked like a touchdown play, but they sit quarter down at the one, and so a tough break for ACCHS. If you remember back, Rock Creek, Republic County won the toss. They deferred their decision to the second half, so they will get the football to start the second half. So for Republic County, three first half possessions, two touchdowns, and get the ball to start the second half.
In each locker room, the coach is saying, guys, you played a great first half. Come back out and you played like that in the second half and you'll win.
Yeah, I don't think either coach goes to the locker room and is upset at all with how their team played, right?
And I don't think either coach goes to the locker room and changes anything.
I wouldn't, right? If you're Republic County, the only thing you go to the locker room and change is that we're going to go more power high in the second half, right? And if you're ACCHS, maybe the only thing you change is, hey, we can stretch these guys out just a little more. But I'm telling you, very solid game plans coming in, and both teams executed really well in the first half.
Tiger Dan's team entertaining a great crowd here at halftime, and we're going to take a bit of a break. We'll be back and bring you what promises to be an exciting second half of high school district football here on Care Radio. But right now, with the intermission score, Republic County 12, Atchison County 8. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. He has halftime.
This flu season, drive-thru flu shot events will be held at most Amberwell primary care locations, including Atchison, Hiawatha, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. In order to help the events run as smoothly as possible, registration is encouraged. Dates and times are limited, so visit amberwellhealth.org or call 913-370-9839 to register now.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carry-out service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, protein bowls, and amazing salads at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
For all the 4-H participants, Blair Feeds wants you to win that blue ribbon with our Show Pig products. Start with our Show Pig grower. Its high energy level combined with the balanced amino acid level will maximize lean muscle growth. pigfin at 125 pounds, switch to Show Pig Finisher to further achieve genetic potential in your show pigs. Call us at 367-2310 for more information or stop by 1000 Main Street to pick up all your show pig needs.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with you for Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you the ACCHS versus Republic County game. We'll be back to the game in just a couple of minutes, taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. Coming up tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m., we'll have Benedictine College on the road in Fayette, Missouri, taking on Central Methodist. Tune in a little bit early, like 12:45 or so, so you can get all of the pre-game show. Then next Friday night, we're going to have JCN at Jackson Heights. And then next Saturday, Benedictine is at home, taking on Missouri Valley. Of course, on Thursday nights, we've got Sports Look. Sports Look comes to you from the CARE Radio Studios, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. I'll be back in just a few minutes with a good look around the area with the scores as I have them.
Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With three tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Taking a look around the area, we've got a score on the Atchison KC Schlegel game. It's Atchison leading 16 to KC Schlegel's 14. In the Clifton Clyde Washington County game, it's Clifton Clyde at the latest 12-0. In the Frankfurt Thunder Ridge game, the final was Thunder Ridge 60, Frankfurt 12. Onega and Blue Valley are having an excellent game this evening. Onega had just had a pick six and has got 30 points to Blue Valley's 14. In the Troy-JCN matchup, it's JCN at 14 points to Troy's 6 at this time. In the Jackson Heights-Valley Heights game, it is Jackson Heights 20 points to Valley Heights 6. Centralia is leading Linden with a score of Centralia 13, Linden 0. Riverside is trailing Nemaha Central with Nemaha Central at 14 points, Riverside 6. In the Oskaloosa-Pleasant Ridge game, the last score that I received was Pleasant Ridge 14 to Oskaloosa 0. That was a few minutes ago, so that score may have changed as they still had a few minutes left in the half. In the In the Perry Lecompton Hayden game, Perry Lecompton is trailing Hayden 6 to 13. In the Royal Valley Hiawatha game, it was the Jeff West Sabetha game. Sabetha is leading Jeff West 21-0. Holton is leading Rock Creek 14-6. In the Rossville Silver Lake game, it was Rossville 10 to Silver Lakes 0 at last report. Baser Linwood was leading Lansing by 21 points. It's Baser Linwood 21, Lansing 0. And Ulpi is 35 points above Northern Heights with 35-0. And in this game, we've got Republic County 12 points to ACCHS 8. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at the Weather Eye forecast.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 39 tonight under clear skies. Winds out of the west 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 65. Clear skies and quiet tomorrow night 39. Turning warmer Sunday and Monday with highs from the low 70s to the mid 70s. Once again, lows level off around 39 tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Taking a look outside in Atchison right now, it's 52.9 degrees Fahrenheit. The wind is out of the west at 3 miles per hour. The relative humidity is sitting at 51%. The barometric pressure is steady at 29.11 inches of mercury. The dew point is 35 degrees Fahrenheit, and the feels-like temperature out there in Atchison is 48 degrees. We'll be joining Tom and Gus Kautz shortly.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
That wraps up the Amberwell Health Halftime Show. Amberwell Health, connecting our communities and our care with locations in Atchison, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Stay tuned for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Boosters.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
We now return to the field for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week on CARE 93.7 and online at mscsports.net under the Listen Live tab.
Good to have you back with us here in Effingham, Kansas. We are at halftime. Second half coming up pretty shortly. And the visitors from Republic County, out in front of ACCHS, 12-8 here at intermission. Hope you're enjoying high school football tonight on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Gus, you're going to look back at the first half and you're going to think, really, there were a couple, three huge plays. Number one, the fourth down punt on the first possession for the Tigers, big play. Number two, the horse collar tackle call that wiped out a penalty that was going to go the other way, and you would have maybe kept Republic County out of the end zone on that particular possession. And then, of course, on the final play of the half, not being able to punch it in from, a yard out?
A yard out, yeah. So I think for ACCHS, that's the one play that, again, I think there are two big plays in the first half that if ACCHS could do them over, you would do them over. And that was the fourth down in their own territory where they went for it on like a fourth and seven and ended up turning over on downs. I think the other one that they would go back and look at and say, man, I wish we did a different play, but hindsight's always 20-20 because I think they probably run a different play at the goal line. But you take a look back at ACCHS in the first half. Really, they had two possessions, okay? That third possession of the first half was they got the ball back with 28 seconds left. So, I mean, I don't know. I just kind of call that a throwaway possession.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago when we were out here against Moore Hill Mount Academy, ACCHS had six possessions in the first half. The Tigers might not touch the ball six times tonight.
Well, I was going to say, here's the thing for Atchison County. The good news is for the Tigers, I suppose, that they're trailing by less than a touchdown, okay? Down at 12-8. You are, and I really believe the Tigers are going to have three more touches tonight. So even though they do not get the ball to begin the second half, they're going to be kicking it away, having, you know, deferred. That said, you know, I think you get three more touches. You've got to score on really two of them because you got to expect that somewhere along the line, Republic County is going to score maybe on one of their three or four second half possessions.
Yeah, I think in the second half, it's big for both teams to hold on to the football, right? A turnover could be the difference maker in this game tonight, especially as close as these two teams are playing. But for ACCHS, I think you're right that you've got to figure you've got three possessions. And you got to score on two of those three. So you really don't have any plays to throw away right now.
No, absolutely not. And so, with that said, the teams have shown us what they do, what they like to do, what probably they feel that they do the best. Is it time, or is there a time when you say, you know what, page one of the playbook has been pretty good, but, you know, we got something on page four that might work, or do you stay on page one?
On page one, right? I mean, and that's my theory on this, right? Coaches will tell you, yeah, but at some point they're going to stop it. And my theory is, all right, show me when they stop it, then I'll go to page two. But until then, I mean, so we saw Republic County move the ball really well when they went to the power eye. And then they get themselves into a third and two, and they go offset eye and tuck a tight end in. They pick up 1 yard. Right? I mean, so for me, I think that, again, show me you can stop it, I'll change the play. But until then, there's no reason to overthink things.
Don't worry until it's time to worry, right? Republic County is going to be out there again. They will get the football to begin the second half. Republic County's in. We've talked about this a little bit. I'm trying to think about the uniforms that remind me of theirs, and I'm having a little problem with it. They are in a white jersey with very red pants, red lettering and trim, and a very Boise State blue helmet. Is that Boise? No. You shake your head.
No, Boise.
It's not Kentucky blue. It's more sparkly than that. It's brighter than that.
I mean, that's why I think in the pregame I talked about it as like that Ole Miss throwback blue.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest. It's not a handsome blue.
It's interesting. Tigers are going to be set to put a total. It's at the 40. Really? Okay. I'll go out there. You got this?
Sure.
Okay.
So ACCHS will tee the football up and look to send the ball away to Republic County for our fourth possession. It's going to be a short kick fielded by Republic County at the 40, and they'll start the possession there. That time, Alex Dyke was able to catch the football and down it there. Alex, a cornerback. Really? Good distance. I like it. So for Republic County, they're going to have this ball first and 10 at their own 40 after the short kickoff.
Here come the Buffaloes, and we'll just see what the brain trust and the coaching staff have come up with. First and 10 at their own 40. Going to go to wing to the right, a receiver to the right side. Pitch will go to the tailback. He'll sweep to the right, the wide side, where the wide receiver's out there for the lead block, and the Tigers will make a tackle after the gain of one. Nice pursuit, and loved the way Atchison County got strung that play out. They went laterally very well. Justin Vesser was over there to make that tackle. Well done.
All right, we talked about it.
Why?
I mean, you've had so much success between the tackles. Let's overthink this and try a toss play outside the tackle.
And now you're behind the six.
Nope.
On a second down nine. So they've got the eye again set up. Wing to the left side. Handoff is going to go to the tailback. He turns sideways, gets to the 45, and is stood up and driven back after about a 4 yard. They're going to give him a 5 yard gain up to the 46 yard line, leaving
right.
A third and four.
Bryson Lee, along with Matt Worley, in on the south for ACCHS. And so the problem is, when you play behind the sticks on first down, you have to have a big play on second down to make up for the loss. And so now you've kind of put yourself back where you need to be. It's going to be a third and four for Republic County. The ball just outside of the 45. They're going to mark it down at the 46.
Quarterback Trey Melton has been there. Now they've got that eye right, the power set. Both ends are in tight. QB will hand off to his running back. He is hit at the line of scrimmage. Moves forward, gets hit a second time, and he's going to be stopped 2 yards short because he escaped that first wave of defenders again by sniping his way forward. The second group did not miss, and Colin Dahl, carrying the ball, loses his helmet. He's got to go back and get his chin strap repaired.
Yeah, and now if you're Republic County, the ball is fourth and two. You're out near midfield. I think my offense out on the field right here.
And we'll see if they decide to gamble on it. No, they look like they're going to punt this away or not.
No.
Nope, they got to move just a new tailback in for Dahl. It is a fourth down, two. Straight ahead run, and they're going to pick it up. They get across midfield, and that was the line of demarcation. They're down to the Tiger 49. Needed two, got three. Move the sticks. It is first and a 10, Republic County.
For the Tigers, Dalton Damon able to make the stop on the play for the Tigers, but not before Republic County able to get the first down. And again, another long possession Republic County starting to put together here in the second half.
Neither of these coaches are much into the kicking game here tonight. We're not seeing kick points. We're seeing kickoffs that are short, and we've seen very little of the way of punting this evening. First and 10 at the Tiger 46 with the eye right. The quarterback will keep it himself, hit behind the line, and bulldog to the ground. And there's a lot of pushing and shoving, and finally there comes the late penalty coming in. That was very due.
You've got two penalties. You've got a penalty right at the point of tackle, and you've got a penalty back here in the backfield.
There was some very aggressive blocking going on back there in the backfield that did not subside even after the play drawn to a conclusion. And so I know what that one is. The other one I don't know quite too well.
So then you kind of wonder if the second one is a dead ball penalty. That would be the big difference maker here.
Because, again, talking this thing over right at the logo at the 50.
Face mask against the Tigers. So that was the penalty that came in right at the point of tackle. So you're going to give them the first down. Then it's going to be a dead ball probably penalty. And if so, when it's all said and done, you're going to be back to first down?
See, this is like the old throwback. Do you remember the old days when they used to, there'd be a couple of penalties, they'd do this, they would march one off, and then they would indicate the second infraction, and then march it back in the other direction? Well, I'm not seeing any indication about that second flag that was thrown back here at that blocking going on deep in the backfield.
Wow, so they're just going to pick up the second penalty and
yep.
Just call the face mask against ACCHS, and that's a tough break for the Tigers.
It is first and 10 at the 31-yard line. Republic County taking the opening kickoff of the second half. The quarterback is back to throw. There he goes. He's got a man wide open, and there's the catch made at the 20, down the right side to the 15-yard line, and we've been looking for him all night. 6'4", Blake Owland. With the catch and carry, and they've got the ball down near the Tiger 10.
That time, Blake, running right down the seam, gave a head fake to the inside. The safety bit a little bit, rolled back out to the sideline, able to make the catch, pick up the first down. Just outside the 10, they're going to mark him down at, let's call this 13.
Melton did a nice job of laying that ball out there, let the big guy get to it. First and 10, yeah, I'm with you. Let's call it the 13-yard line. As we're down to 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. Republic County is taking the ball here to begin the second half. Now the quarterback is going to keep it, tries to cut back against the grain, and he gets absolutely nothing. A swarm of orange and black uniforms, bring him to the ground. No gain on that carry. It is a second down. Melton, they cut to the right side. Looked like he was going to kind of get around the edge. Saw that was closed off. Cut back in, hoping to get across the grain. But Tiger linebacker's doing a nice job of getting in there, filling in those gaps, and making a nice tackle for no gain at all. It's still at the 13-yard line, and a second is down at 10. Our end is going to be the tight end on the right side. Long count by the quarterback. Hands back off to Dahl. He's hit a drug down short of the line of scrimmage at the 15-yard line. That was well done by Carter Page. He's having a big night.
Yeah, Carter Page with a big tackle right there. He accounts for a touchdown tonight on the recovery of the blocked punt. And now just having an all-out great game for Carter Page out there.
Carter's got their Tigers' only touchdown of the night, in fact.
Yep.
So it's going to be now a third down at the 15-yard line. Third down, a dozen.
Right, so you're looking for 6 or 8 right here, honestly, if you're Republic County.
Do I now?
If you're Republic County, you're looking for 6 or 8 at least.
Yeah, you want to get part of it back, a chunk of it back. You don't need all of it right here. But the quarterback's going to throw this time. He's back to throw. You can see it. He's hit. He is going to be slung down at the 25-yard line. And here's a really penalty coming from all the way on the other side of the field.
Yeah, you're going to get the sack on the play, and then you're going to probably get an unnecessary roughness when he picked him up at the end.
So the Tigers sent a blitz, got after the quarterback. He had no chance to get rid of the ball, and it was outstanding pursuit by ACCHS. And that big tackle for a loss, though, may be lost as the markers out there. 7.5 to play in the third quarter. Still a 12-8 lead for Republic County. Tiger coaching staff's halfway out of the field. They are not at all satisfied with how this call is going to go. Officials are going to discuss the assessment of the penalty here.
Yeah, I think the officials right now are trying to decide exactly if they're going to call this, picking up what they're going to do here. I think the Tiger coaching staff.
Now, I don't know what this is all about.
This
crew also has a little history.
So it's going to be a formational issue again.
Well, if that's the case, is that a dead ball then, and that's
no.
How it can happen? Somebody's going to take the ball out to the 20-yard line. And 7.5 to go in the third quarter. It is going to be a third down. And, yeah, they're down about 17 at the 20-yard line. Very confusing what's going on out here. We're doing our flat best to try to bring you an accurate description of what's happening. But as the officials have picked up flag through the course of the evening.
It just says, let's roll the clock. It'll be third down and, let's call it like third and 17?
Yeah.
Give or take?
Yeah, at the Tiger 20-yard line. Republic County with the football. They took the kickoff to begin the second half and are continuing to move it downfield, leading it 12-8 here. And now we're going to get a timeout, Atchison County, Republic County. Republic taking a timeout. We're going to do it, Joseph, again. 7:18 to go in the third. Buffaloes 12, Tigers 8.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter, put her experience to work for you. Sandra proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
It's going to be an interesting series of play calls here coming up for Republic County as they are looking now at a 3rd and 17 at the Tiger 20-yard line. They have a 4-point lead here just short of midway through the third quarter. Quarterback straight back to throw. Looking, pump fakes once, pulls it back down. Fade chase out of the pocket. Now he's going to run. At the 20 and down right there. He ends up back in the rigid line of scrimmage. After all that, Gus, you've got to give tremendous credit to that defensive secondary as they covered guys up.
Yeah, Kenyon Toll did a great job of getting pressure on the quarterback, but it's not easy for that secondary to sit back there, stay step for step with those guys the entire time. And now, for Republic County, you're looking at a fourth down and the ball back out to the 20-yard line.
It is fourth down and 17. The Tigers can stop Republic County from getting this hit at the end zone. That would be a huge, huge start to the second half, and again, maybe reclaiming some of that momentum.
If you're Republic County, you're trying to draw a penalty right here.
Oh, yeah, you've got
some kind of a pass interference or a hold is what you're looking for.
You got trips out there. Quarterback takes it off the hip, throws the pass over the middle. It's picked off at the 20. He's going to go a long way at the 30, 5, 40. Look out, 50. One man to beat 40. He's going to take it. There's the 20. Coast to coast. Touchdown off the INT. That is a 95-yard interception return. And ACCHS has reclaimed the lead.
So let's talk about ACCHS right now. They've got a pick six that went 95 yards. And they've got a blocked punt for a touchdown. Wow. You talk about ways to score, and the Tigers are finding alternative ways to score tonight.
Republic County broke its mold on that fourth down call, and it cost them. It is now 14-12 ACCHS, the Tigers scrambling around to get their point after unit on the field. When you're down at your own 10-yard line, you're not expecting something to need a PAT on the other end of the field. Atchison County's going to race out over the football, looking for the point after. We're at 14-12 Tigers. ACCHS wide to the left side. That's going to be Kimmy. Wide to the right side. Single man to the backfield. Quarterback Bryson will hand off straight ahead, pushing, shoving, leaning. Does he get in? The officials say no. And a point after is unsuccessful. We got a timeout. What a game we're watching. 6:08 to go in the third quarter. ACCHS 14, Republic County 12.
The fall blizzard menu is here at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. The fall menu includes sea salt toffee fudge, Oreo mocha fudge, Choco dipped strawberry, and the Royal Ultimate Choco Brownie. And the featured blizzard of the month is the Reese's Pieces Cookie Dough Blizzard. Find it all at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill.
At Union State Bank, we've never stopped learning. In over 120 years, we've never stopped expanding our technology. To keep Union State Bank of Atchison and your finances moving forward, we provide innovative banking services while protecting your information. From our Union State Bank app to mobile and online banking tools, we're always looking ahead to serve you better without losing that small-town banking feel you love. Learn more today at mybankusb.com.
Well, guys, we've seen a lot of things happen tonight. We've seen long, substantial drives. We've seen block punts for touchdowns. We've seen the long interception return for a touchdown. And here comes the Tiger kickoff. It is short, squibbed, bouncing, and it is going to go out of bounds at the 25-yard line. That thing nearly stayed in, and the Tigers making a valiant effort at reclaiming the football, but it'll belong to Republic County. So Republic County has been on the field for the entire second half offensively. The Tigers haven't run a play.
So you want a little teaching moment right there for your special team. If that ball is angling towards the sideline, step out of bounds and then pick up the football. Counts as a penalty either way. So anyway, sometimes you'll learn things like that.
So the officials are going to get this thing spotted down. We are almost halfway through the third quarter. And here comes the Republic County offense. They'll finally get this thing figured out, putting it down the 35-yard line. That's where it belongs. ACCHS in those orange jerseys with black, white jerseys, and red and blue for the Buffaloes. Senior night crowd is just thrilled with that big play a moment ago for Atchison County. Here's your first and 10 call. Quarterback will keep it. He is tripped up and dropped at the line of scrimmage. Gus, one of the Tigers shot through there and made just an ankle-tripping tackle in the backfield, and quarterback able to lunge forward and get back to the original line of scrimmage.
But right now, for ACCHS, talked about moments ago, they are finding alternate ways to score, right? Got the block punt, they've got the pick six, and right now, still looking to touch the football for the first time in the second half.
We're down to 5.5 and rolling along here in the third quarter. Tigers by two. Again, everybody stays in tight for Republic County. The 3-2 Buffaloes, 2-1 in this very, very tough district. I left, and it's going to be 5-yard penalty against Republic County as the left guard got underway just a little bit quickly. Republic County's got decent size across the front, 6'1", 180, 5'10", 195, 5'11", 185, 6'1", 270, and 6'2.25. That's a good size front line. And then you go to the ends with 6'4", 210, and 6'160. You know, good size guys. Second down and 15. Now back at their own 30-yard line for the Buffaloes. They'll go very, very wide to the left side with Colin Dahl breaking him out of the backfield as the second fullback. Again, it's still the stack in the backfield. The handoff is going to go straight ahead running and maybe a couple of yards as the Tiger defense, because they're really beginning to get this thing figured out. Trent and Kimmy with the stop right there.
Yeah, ACCHS is doing a good job. And what they're not doing right now is overloading the box, right? They kind of got themselves into trouble a couple times in the first half of overloading the box, getting too many guys too close to the football. But now they're just kind of staying back in their base defense. And we talked about in the first half that for Republic County, it wasn't the yardage in the first quarter, it was the second quarter. It needed to be the yardage in the third and the fourth. Well, the problem is, in the third so far, the Tigers have been able to hold their ground right now.
Republic County is shuffling in and out offensive line, but now they're taking an inordinate amount of time in that huddle. They're just saying, we got to hurry up, get up there, wait for the count to start. Quarterback going to take it. His back runs into him. He's back to throw, stumbling, hit sacked. That play was ill run and a great tackle by Dalton Damon for Atchison County. Gus, it's a bad time when that quarterback runs into the motion man. Now he's off balance and the whole play's timing is thrown off and the Tiger defense made short work of him.
Yeah, and that time Republic County looked like a team who runs just strictly power eye trying to throw the football, right? They had one guy in the pattern. ACCHS had three guys in coverage and that thing just fell apart from the get-go for Republic County.
Here's their snap back. The punt blocked again. It's rolling around at the 10. Still rolling around. Scooped up at the 5. And back there with it is Bryson Lee. Bryson Lee recovers the football. They're going to mark him inside the 5-yard line. And for the second time tonight, Atchison County with a block and almost a second picked up in the end zone. The ball is going to be spotted down inside the 5. See where they're going to ultimately put that thing. Looks like about the 2-yard line. It is first and goal, ACCHS. Gus, the Tigers still have not run an offensive play in the second half.
Well, they're about to, right? So for ACCHS, what they're looking to do, though, is try to get their first offensive touchdown of the evening. They're going to send two receivers to the left, one to the right, quarterback in the gun with his running back. Now he's going to line him up as a pistol straight behind.
And Bryson takes a snap at the ankles. He's going to be sacked and lose about 6 or 7. The snap was very low, down to the shoelaces. He had to go down and pick it up, and the defense had shot through there. It's going to be a loss. Second and goal.
Mysterious 56.
3 minutes to play in the third quarter. Tigers leading it by 2. Hoping to take advantage of that blocked punt. And
this has been a nightmare second half for Republic County, right? Possession 4, gave up a pick 6. Possession 5, blocked punt.
Yes, and after all of that, they're only down by 2. Tigers go to the jet sweep. breaking one tackle, getting back to the line of scrimmage, and still unable to advance the ball. So you talk about it, Gus. Republic County is having a horrible third quarter, and yet they're only down two.
Right there, you give Alex Dyke credit on the tackle for Republic County, but ACCHS running sideline to sideline, they're going to lose a couple on that play. It'll now be third and goal, backed up to the, 9-yard line?
Yes. For the Tigers, scoring on this possession is huge. I mean, you need to take advantage of the opportunity. Got to capitalize. Here's the third down and goal call from the 9. Quarterback's back. Players went over to the right side. That took forever, and the tackle made at the line of scrimmage, maybe at the 8. And it is now fourth and goal, Atchison County.
That time, Maddox Simonson made the stop on the play and a little slow getting up. That'll bring up now fourth and goal for ACCHS. And with the player a little slow to get up, this is going to give the Tigers time to talk over this fourth down.
And it's going to give us time to, what do you say, Joseph? We're going to take a quick break while they get this sorted out. 1:50 to go. We're still in the third quarter in Effingham. Tigers 14, Buffaloes 12.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Well, coming out of the injury break, Atchison County goes for it on fourth and goal, and quarterback is back, throwing over the middle, Bryson Lee, and it's batted away by Blake Howland, and yes, the Tigers are going to come up empty. Back on the other end, here's a first down call, straight ahead running for Republic County. They'll push the ball back out to around the 10-yard line, picking up a couple of yards, second down and 8. So for Republic County, they dodge the bullet. And we're down to 1.5 to go in the third quarter.
You know where the third quarter went?
It went in a hurry, wherever it went.
But again, we talked about it during the half. We said that ACCHS was probably looking at 6 possessions tonight. That was possession number 4, right? So they're going to end up touching the ball probably only one time right now in the third quarter.
4 plays in the quarter. It is a second down call for Republic County. Again, they go to the Ian Wright set. Couple of ends in tight, hands off, tail back again. He slides through, gets it up to the 15-yard line, picking up about 3-4 yards, and it is going to pick up a third down and about 3 again. And that's where Republic County is comfortable, third down 3 or 4.
That ball might have come out at the end of that play. But really unstacking it, looking around, and the officials are going to say third down. Coming off the bottom of the stack, it's going to be 54 for Republic County, and that's going to be Adam Polanski. So, it'll bring up third down now for Republic County. Now, they also have something to figure out here, right? It's third down. I get it. You're backed up in your own territory. But punts have been a nightmare for Republic County.
Yeah. And this is going to be the final play of the third quarter, assuming we don't have, like, an incompletion, maybe. They're going to go trips right, one left. This has not worked well for them earlier in the season, but quarterback is back, going to wrap around. Here's a handoff, going to the left side, and coming up just short of the 20-yard line, but enough for the first down. The sticks move, and it is a first and 10 for the Buffaloes. Republic County is going to keep it alive, and I suspect that will conclude the third quarter. Republic County is going to move it ahead, and that's going to do it. We'll be back. 3 quarters in the book here in Effingham. ACCHS 14, Republic County 12.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive. If you're not sure of what you're doing, call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Welcome back to Evicham, Kansas. We go to the fourth quarter, number 30.
So, yeah, number 30 is really 56 tonight.
ACCHS leading in a ball game.
If you care.
By the most slim margin of 14-12. Good to have you along with us. Joe's up in the studio. Gus Counts with him here upstairs. Tom Counts in Republic County has possession of the football. Gus, as we go to the fourth quarter, the onus changes just a little bit. Republic County now is the team who must score. You can't just be satisfied with running the football and controlling all this time of possession, which they have dominated. They've got to score. Here's a hand up into the middle of the line, and there's nothing there as a marker sails.
You got to think maybe delay a game, because that penalty marker came in the back.
He waved it off.
Waving it off. There you go.
So there we go. It'll bring up a first and 10. We're at the 20-yard line, 11:45, and we're going along in the fourth quarter. Make out a second down. Yeah, there we go. Second down at the 20-yard line, their own, for Republic County. They trail by two. Quarterback will go straight ahead, ride the wave. This is what they have done best tonight, picking up 5 yards.
Well, that's from one of their best players, right?
Yeah,
the quarterback
absolutely.
Just up the middle and allow the backs to kind of push him. We talked about it early on when Colin Dahl just gets right behind his quarterback and pushes him forward. So a gain of 5 on the play, it'll bring up 3rd and 5 for Republic County.
That's the play on which they've scored both of their touchdowns. Yeah. And Melton just getting in behind a nice line and, again, being patient and just kind of carrying downfield with that surge. It is now 3rd and 5. This is starting manageable for this team. And again, they're going to go the same way, but this time it has stood up, and there will be little, if any, forward advance of the football, maybe a yard for Republic County. It'll bring up a 4th down 4. Do they gamble on this here?
Telling
with 10.5 to go?
Big question mark right now for head coach Jesse Hodgson. He's sitting there looking across the sideline going, my special teams hasn't been good tonight. My defense has been nice enough, and they are going to line up to punt this thing.
Their punter is back at the 25-yard line. Tigers, are they going to send somebody back now? Late, they're going to send Kieran quarterback. The punt is just away. It is high. It is short. Bounce to the 40, takes a Tiger bounce, and it's going to be down to the 41-yard line. And it's going to bring up a 1st and 10, Atchison County, with tremendous field position. It's big old Colin Dahl, because they're running back, also the punter, and he's got a beef with the official back there.
Yeah, he's got a beef with the official, because after he punted that ball, he got hit, and he feels like, yeah, maybe I got roughed a little bit, but the official says, he didn't go to the ground, he just bumped into you, let's play this on. So, for ACCHS, they're going to have it for their second time here in the second half.
Here's the thing. For Republic County, now is the shoes on the other foot, and they are the team trailing in the game. They've got to understand they're going to get 2 more possessions tonight. 12:15 to go, or 10:15 to go in the game. Tigers are going to get around the outside, battle to the left, and there's the marker. You had it picked out before it ever hit the ground. Kieran Quarter trying to sweep to the left side, hurdles right at the sideline, goes out of bounds on the near side, picking up about 7, but this is coming back probably also.
Yeah, another blocking penalty against the Tigers. And, again, out there in open space. And that's your problem, is You can do that in close quarters and get away with a lot of things. But when you're in open space, the officials are going to see that and they're kind of looking for it. So from the point of infraction, you back it up 10, it'll cost you 3 yards, right?
Yep. First and 13, Atchison County. They are at the Buffalo 45-yard line, and we are at 10 minutes to play. ACCHS wants to do two things here. Milk some time, put some points on the board. Three to the right, two to the left. Everybody in the pattern for Bryson Lee. He's the only man in the backfield, takes a snap of the knees, drops straight back and lofts one. Going left. He's got a man wide open. Caught at the 10-yard line by Landon Brown. It's first and goal, ACCHS. That was a matter of saying, Landon, you run as far and as fast as you can, and I'm going to throw it as high and as far as I can, and let's see if this doesn't work out. It did.
Well, yeah, you really liked the matchup out there, right? Landon Brown's fast. They had a matchup against the defensive end. And, again, you take your chances that your guy's going to outrun the defensive end or the defensive end is just going to crash over him, and at least you're going to get 15 yards at worst.
Republic County bringing in some big guy to the middle. Instead, the quarterback's going to keep it left. He's being hung on to by the back of the jersey. Goes inside the 5 to the 4-yard line. It's second and goal for the Tigers at the 4.
Ryan Beavers in on the stop right there for Republic County. But the Tigers moving the ball. And here's the deal. They've been here before tonight and not got into the end zone a couple times. So for ACCHS, they've got to get something going right here.
Tigers, normally you'd say you want to take some time and take some time off the clock, but for Atchison County right now, as you mentioned it, they couldn't score from inside the 5 earlier. They want that not to happen again.
You know what? ACCHS is 0 for 2 inside the 5 tonight.
QB will keep it himself, cuts in across the grain, down to the 2-yard line. He got half of it, Bryson Lee keeping it himself.
Jackson Finkbinner in on the stop right there for Republic County, and a great job right there by the quarterback on just a little bit of a quarterback keeper, just a delayed draw, Bryson Lee on the run.
With their backs against the wall, this Buffalo defense has been fantastic tonight. It is third and goal from 2 yards out for the Tigers. Quarterback keeps it again, hitting the backfield, thrown for a loss at the 9-yard line. Andrew Hubert, the big defensive tackle for the Buffaloes, jumps up, makes the tackle on the play, and Andrew, 5'11", 185 pounds, did a nice job.
And so now the Tigers backed up outside the 5. It's going to be marked down at the 7-yard line where it will be fourth in goal.
7.5 minutes to play. ACCHS looking to extend their lead only up 2.
Sometimes you back it up a little bit. You give yourself a little more space to run some of those inside runs.
Motion will go to the right, the wide side of the field. Quarterback drops the ball, picks it up. Bryson throws, and it is going to be dropped at the 5-yard line. So the Tigers, for the third time tonight, inside the 10-yard line, unable to put points on the board. Atchison County's 2 touchdowns have come on miscues.
Yeah, you talk about the block punt where they recovered in the end zone. Talk about the wide variety of scores we've had. A 1-yard run, a recovery of a punt in the end zone, a 1-yard run, and then a 95-yard pick six. Got nothing in between, right?
So for Atchison County, again, coming up with a good field position, moving the ball, but unable to put anything on the board. Here comes Republic County at their own 2-yard line. First and 10, quarterback in the end zone, little wraparound handoff, and it's going to go up to the 4, picking up a couple of yards. Is going to be, looks like Colin Dahl in there. That's going to bring up a long second down. Tyler McRae for ACCHS makes a nice tackle from the middle of that defensive line. It is a 2nd and 8 at their own 4. Republic County deep in their own end. But again, their defense has been sterling tonight. The quarterback is back, hands off into the left side of the line, cross to the 10, and again, riding the wave up short of the 15-yard line. Buffaloes will look at a 3rd down, about 4, Trenton Kimmy with a Tiger tackle.
So for ACCHS's defense, trying to hold right here, it is going to be a third and, let's call it 30.
And here is the thing. We keep going back to it. For Republic County, if they take some time and grind this out downfield, this is their last touch tonight.
Yeah. I mean, the problem is, though, they've got to maybe pick up the intensity a little bit if that's their plan.
Quarterback will keep it himself. He will push ahead, and he will be well short of the first down. Needed to get to around the 18. He got about the 16. It is fourth and two. Republic County surely, yes, won't gamble here, but they are inside 6 minutes to go, and we're well aware of how they have had trouble punting the football tonight.
Yeah, so if you're Republic County, and I think they're going to utilize the timeout.
Yeah, let's take it.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll talk about it when we get back, but the coach talks about it now. 5:41 to go in the game. Tigers 14, Buffaloes 12.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at msc-sports.net, providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine college sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, protein bowls, and amazing salads at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
That timeout, and they will just leave the offense on the field. Fourth down at their own 15-yard line. Quarterback with a pitch. Just sweep to the near side. Cuts back in the middle, and he is going to have it. Up to the 20. Needed about three, got about four and a half, and they will advance the chains. That was an interesting call. That was a big gamble, and it has paid off, at least for the time being, for Republic County.
Yeah, so Republic County, you could tell, went with a little longer count right there, and the Tigers did a great job of staying dug in and watching the football and not getting antsy and jumping. But anytime you toss that ball out there and force your running back to try to run downhill to pick up six when he needs two, that's a tough play for Republic County right there.
A little over 5 minutes to go with the ball game. I formation into the backfield. The pitch is going to go to the tailback. He'll sweep to the left side. They're going to get to the edge. Tigers string it out, and it'll be a no gain, maybe half a yard, no more than that. As, again, ECCHS really doing a good job with lateral pursuit defensively.
Yeah, the Tigers are doing a good job of keeping everything that's outside and pinning it back in. Right now, Republic County has struggled to find the outside. Republic County really working tackle box in is where they're having their best success tonight.
And how long do the Buffaloes keep taking this much time for every play? Going to the sideline, going to a full huddle, and taking half a minute off with each snap.
And that's the problem. If it's only four and a half left in the game, you've got to speed it up because it's not like you've really got a quick strike offense out there.
Quarterback Trey Melton back to throw this time. Throws it to the right flat. Has a man wide open. It's going to be caught. Breaking the tackle to the 30, up to the 35, and down to the 36-yard line goes Blake Arwan. He has been the big man. He has been the receiver to catch a couple of huge, huge balls tonight.
And he's the only guy they're looking at, right? He's one of the only guys in the pattern right there. They flooded him out. He showed like he was going to block, floods out into the flat, able to catch the ball and move the ball out to the 36. This is a good possession right now for Republic County, but again, they're going to try to win this game. They're going to have to speed things up a little bit.
Inside 4 minutes to play. First and 10 to their own 35-yard line, down two. Quarterback is back, throwing left, has a man over there, and it is going to be batted away. A tremendous defensive play on the far sideline by Atchison County.
Great job by the Tigers over there. And Matt Worley, the cornerback on the far side, doing a good job of busting that ball away.
Again, looking for Blake Arond, the 6'4" wide receiver, well, tight end that they had split out on those last couple of plays. That, though, stops the clock with the incompletion at 3:56 to go. Tigers leading it here, 14-12 in Effingham, Kansas. High school football on a Friday night, a perfect night and a tremendous game. Motion to the left side, quarterback is back. Rolling left, now hit, he's down, inside the 30, down to the 29-yard line, a loss of six.
That time Tigers able to get pressure on the quarterback, Carter Page, the first guy back there, Colton Myers helps clean things up, and it is now third and 15 for Republic County.
And the clock rolling inside 3.5 minutes to go. They are well in four down territory here with little time left and only two timeouts remaining. At their own 29-yard line, it's a third down, 16. Quarterback drops it, picks it up. Now he's in the backfield. He's going to be sacked for a loss. Bryson Lee shoots through, and we're going to take a timeout. Taking a break, 3 minutes to play. Tigers 14, Buffaloes 12.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with your Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Good to have you back with us here at Effingham, Kansas, where we're down to 3 minutes to go in the ballgame. Tigers at home here on senior night, leading it by 2-14-12. The game is now on hold a little bit as Republic County quarterback Trey Melton was a little slow to get to his feet. Now he is up and going up the field under his own power, but not real briskly over there, Gus.
Yeah, got a lower leg injury over there for the quarterback. We were kind of talking during the break, looking at our drive chart right here. You realize that here we are in the fourth quarter, and there is about 3 minutes left in the game. And I'm going to say ACCHS probably hasn't run 25 offensive plays tonight.
Well, no. Frankly, they ran four, and then in that third position, probably three or four more.
Yeah.
And then four and five, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, that's not 20. Here's your fourth down and 21 call for Republic County. They must pick this up, and now they've got a backup quarterback out there to do it. He'll roll. He'll step up. He throws a desperation pass. It is caught at the 45, up to the 50. It is a magic play. Good for 25 yards. A Republic County first down. Tight end Blake Allen with that catch. And Gus, how in the world did he complete that ball?
Yeah. Quarterback Brody Breuer just threw the ball out there kind of near his tight end. I thought the Tigers had it intercepted. But Blake reaches over, tips it out of the ACCHS player's hand, then pulls it down and gets it up to midfield where it'll be first and 10 for Republic County.
And Boyer stays ahead of the quarterback from midfield. It is first down, as you mentioned, for the Buffs. He rolls to his left. He's chased. Now he throws it to a man out of the backfield and cannot hang on. It's incomplete. Go back to the fourth down play. Brody Boyer did exactly what he had to do. He had no choice. He had to throw the ball. There was nothing to be gained by not throwing, nothing to be lost by throwing. So he did what he had to. It worked. You mentioned that 2% play earlier in the game. That was less than 2% chance.
Yeah, I mean, but he understood that throwing the ball away doesn't help you. Taking a sack doesn't help you. Just throw the ball down the middle of the field and let your players have a chance at the football.
For Republic County, the 50-yard line, second down, 10. And again, the clock stops it with that incomplete pass. You got to understand that passing game now is something that, while it's not their nature, they may have to be going to. Trips right, one left. Again, Boyer, the quarterback. He steps up, throws one to his running back coming out of the backfield. He's got to be hit, dropped, loss of three.
That time coming up to make the stop.
What a guy.
Landon Brown on the stop for ACCHS. Also, Carter Page is the second guy coming in to clean it up. Carter is having just a lights-out game for ACCHS tonight.
No question about it. But now, for the Buffaloes, it's tick-tock. The clock is running with a minute 35 to play. It is third and a dozen. At their own 48, they trail by only two. QB, long count, back to throw, takes it off his hit. And we have a whistle. Do we have a penalty? Yep, we're going to get a false start on Republic County. Because that might help Republic County, not losing yardage, but the fact that that play that was really not coming off to a great start, they're going to get a redo here, if you will.
It's not destined for greatness, let's say that.
Minute 27 to go in the game, and the clock begins rolling again. It is now a third down, and let's make it about 17. Republic County back at their own 43-yard line. They got to get to the Tiger 40. Boyer, the quarterback, drops the ball. It's on the ground. He'll pick it up and run forward, drags defenders, and picks up nearly five. Give me about four in that nice carry. Good recovery, but again, the clock and a timeout taken by Republic County. Here's the situation. We got a minute one left in this game. Timeout on the field. Atchison County 14, Republic County 12.
Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With three tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
And for the fourth down play, quarterback is back for Republic County. Chase down the pocket, breaks the tackle, throws it downfield. He's got a man, and it is caught, and a penalty marker is down to the Tiger 35-yard line, and again, a huge clutch catch by Blake Alron. Republic County doing what they have to do, and I believe there was a pass interference that'll be declined.
They're just going to race up, and away we go.
Here comes Republic County. 50 seconds to go. Quarterback is back. Now he's going to run. He's to the 30, to the 25, down to the 24-yard line.
See, the advantage to running the ball there and picking up the first down is you're going to stop the clock long enough to move the stick, so you're going to have time to regroup.
43 seconds left in the game. Republic County with the ball trailing by two. Now the Tiger 23. QB's back to throw. Steps up. Throwing over the middle. And it is broken up at the five and a marker down. There's going to be a hold at the line of scrimmage.
By that time, the Tigers brought a lot of blitzers in on that play. And right there, Republic County just didn't have enough guys to block it. You're going to get a hold back here at the, 25? Back them up to the 35.
Again, the crew will huddle up to make the call, and there's the hold against Republic County. 34 seconds to play in the game. Gus, the one thing that we have absolutely learned is there's no point in this game, no down and distance, that you can count Republic County out. High school football tonight here on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, an exciting finish. Hope you're enjoying it. Republic County with the football. It is now first and 22. The ball is on the ground. Republic County picks it up. Quarterback rolls. He's chased. He's still rolling. He's looking to the far sideline, and he gets out of bounds to stop the clock. got back to the line of scrimmage, and we have 20 seconds to play.
Trenton Kimme over there chasing him all the way to the sideline, and then just couldn't bring him down in the field of play, but it will bring up a second down now for Republic County.
For Republic County, I don't know who gets the game ball, whether it's Blake Ireland or is it Brody Boyer who has come in as a backup quarterback and done some marvelous things. It is a second down call, and the Tigers are going to take a timeout. We're going to hang on to it, Joseph. Here's the deal. We got to talk about all the great stuff coming up tomorrow. Joseph's going to be right back producing an engineering tomorrow because he's that kind of a dependable guy. We're going to have Benedictine football here on Care Radio. Pregame at 12:30. Ravens are going to kick it off against the Eagles of Central Methodist at 1 o'clock in Fayette, Missouri. We'll be on hand to bring you the description of that game. It is going to be the first game in district play. And Gus Benedict is on a bit of a winning streak. And Ravens want to and need to keep that streak alive.
Yeah, for the Ravens, they are going to go over to Fayette and play a Central Methodist team who's vastly improved over the last handful of years. Many times we talk about it. If a program can keep its coaching staff together and can start to build something, that's when they start to get better. Central Methodist, a very good team. It should be a fun one tomorrow afternoon. Should be lots of fireworks in that one.
Yes. I'm going to tell you right now, it will not be 14-12. Maybe after the first four possessions. Here comes Republic County. Second and 22. At the 35-yard line, the Tiger 35. Quarterback drops it again, picks it back up. He's got some time, looking, going deep. He's got a man at the goal line. A jump ball, and it is intercepted. Picked up by ACCHS, and the Tigers are going to run out the clock with one snap, 8 seconds left. Atchison County will have a huge win in front of the crowd on senior night.
Yeah, what a play right there by ECCHS. And telling you, hold your breath all night because for Republic County, they started this possession at their own 2-yard line. ECCHS, if I told you some of these numbers, you'd say, man, that wasn't a great night, right? They probably ran less than 30 plays. I'm going to guess they ran somewhere between 20 and 25 plays tonight. They were 0 for 2 inside the 5-yard line tonight, and are going to come away with a win in district play tonight.
Tigers are going to take a timeout. They just want to make sure to get the correct personnel on the field. They want to make sure that they know what this final play of the game is going to be. And Gus, for the Tigers, what, did you get a first down in the second half?
Maybe on this one.
Yeah.
You didn't on that one. Sure.
Right. So maybe one first down in the second half. You did not score an offensive touchdown tonight, and you're going to come away with a win. That's huge. Wow. Lutheran North. That is Pride School.
Yes. Toriano Pride Jr., who has committed to Clemson. His dad played running back at Benedictine College. Lutheran North knocked off Miege tonight 50-34. How about this? Dodge City climbing back in that one and has taken the lead over Garden City.
It's the hatchet game, baby.
Yeah, 26-23 now. Dodge leading that one. Baser beats Lansing tonight 51-7.
So the Tigers are going to go to the diamond formation at the 2-yard line. This is risky business down here. You cannot mishandle it. You can't fall backward and take a safety. They fall forward, and the clock rolls to 3, 2, 1, and final score tonight at Effingham. ACCHS 14, Republic County 12. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom, fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Good to have you back with us here in Effingham, Kansas, where, well, really big crowd tonight. It was treated to an exciting win by ACCHS over the visitors from Republic County, a very good Buffaloes team. And, Gus, there are a lot of ways to win a ball game. This is not one of the more typical ones, but W's are W's.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it exactly traditional tonight. ACCHS ran less than 25 plays tonight. They went 0 for 2 with drives inside the 5-yard line trying to get on the board. Their offense didn't score at all tonight. They scored 2 touchdowns on a 95-yard pick 6 and a blocked punt recovered in the end zone by Carter Page, and that's all it took, right? For ACCHS, you're going to look back and say your defense played pretty well because you were able to stop the 2 two-point conversions for Republic County, and that's all said and done. The Tigers will continue to put together this sparkling season. They'll move to 6-1 overall, 3-1 in district play. And next week, they'll travel out to St. Mary's.
Be a tough game with the Bears. And the Tigers, again, conference champions and having a fantastic season. And a big huddle out in the center of the field of the logo right now, visiting with their coach. And a lot of fans around here waiting to give them some congratulations. Tomorrow, Raven football on Kent Radio, 12:30 pregame, and at 1 o'clock kickoff, Benedictine Central Methodist. We encourage you to join us for that one, and thank you for having joined us for this one tonight. Again, the final score, Atchison County, 14, Republic County, 12, and until tomorrow, for Joseph. Joseph, great job tonight, man, as always. Thank you very much. He's our producer and engineer. For Gus Couch, Tom Couch, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to High School Football on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM, and online at mscsports.net. Stay up to date with the latest scores, game recaps, and rankings at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.